King Solomon said in Proverbs 13:12, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life." Now, the NLT reads it, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life." And I like what the Message says. Unrelenting disappointment leaves you heart sick, but a sudden good break can turn your life around. So if you want a title, I'm going to call it Bouncing Back from Life's Disappointments. Now, if you've lived long enough, you've probably experienced some disappointments. Even as kids growing up, you experience disappointments. Well, disappointments come from all kinds of reasons. Your dream job turned out to be a nightmare. And the lights just went out in the center section. You didn't get the promotion that you thought was yours. They're in the light again. Maybe the kids are causing problems, and we got a problem with our electrical system right now. You had a friend that wasn't loyal to you. Maybe your investments didn't turn out right. Maybe you got a bad medical report. Maybe your team lost the game. You know, we make plans sometimes, but they don't turn out exactly like we planned. Now, disappointments come to us from all kinds of situations. We live in an imperfect world, if you didn't know about it. Thought I'd tell you. And the devil wants to destroy you because of what the Bible says. And sometimes, you know, stuff just breaks. Maybe it gets old or wears out. Sometimes it just breaks for no reason. Another thing that can cause you a disappointment is that people take advantage of you. And then the worst thing, but it happens. We make mistakes that leads to disappointment. Sometimes time is passing and you don't see any hope of anything any better. You know, disappointments comes in all kinds of sizes. Some of them are big and some of them are small and some of them are in between. You know, some are easy to overcome, some are not. And some don't bother you as much as some of them do. Some disappointments hurt very badly. So the first thing that we all need to know is we're not the only one dealing with disappointments. If anybody is breathing God's oxygen, they have faced disappointment. It's not a matter if they're going to, it's just a matter of when. Anybody here hadn't faced any disappointments? I see a couple of people raising their hand. They've never been disappointed. Lord bless them. I'm glad for them. I was disappointed when I didn't win a track race one time. Greatly disappointed. But it was my own fault because I looked to the side and sort of keeping my eyes straight ahead. Now you realize, look at the people in the Bible that experienced disappointment. Moses was living in royalty, but he had to run for his life and then spent 40 years tending sheep out in the desert. Joseph had a dream, but he was betrayed and falsely accused and put in prison. David was anointed king, but he had to run for his life. Daniel prayed to God, but he was thrown in the lion's den. Hosea was a chosen prophet, but his wife was unfaithful. John the Baptist came preaching the coming of the Messiah, and they threw him in prison. Paul had a vision to go preach in Philippi over Macedonia, and there he was severely beaten and thrown in prison, I believe. But all of these overcame. Abraham believed God for a son for many years before something happened. Let's go read in Genesis 15, 1 through 6. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." But Abram replied, "O sovereign Lord, what good are all these blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children, Eliezer of Damascus, my servant in the household, will inherit my wealth. You've given me no descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir." Then the Lord said to him, "No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir." Then the Lord took Abram outside, said to him, "Look up in the sky, count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you'll have." And Abram believed the Lord, and it was counted unto him as righteousness because of his faith. Now in verse 2 there he says, "O sovereign Lord, what good are all these blessings if I don't even have a son?" Time passed and he still didn't have a son. And it looked like it was too late for him and Sarah to have children. But he spoke to him numerous times that he would have an heir. He'd have a son. And he chose to continue believing God and bounce back from being disappointed, and you can too. Now, three things that have Abraham bounce back from being disappointed when he wasn't receiving God's promises. When Abraham was disappointed, God stayed with him and took care of him. He said, "Don't be afraid, Abraham. I will protect you, and I will reward, and your reward will be great." God is there to take care of Abraham and you. God was there to take care of Abraham and bless him. He's there today to do the same for you. Abraham was there, and God was there to help him. You know, if you look in the Word of God, you'll find that God promises to be with us in the good times and the bad times. Now, it's easy to look to God in the good times. But when you're down and things haven't gone right, it's hard to say, "Oh, I guess God's going to bless." No, you're not going to bless me this time. You've got to do realize what Hebrews 5:13, 5, and 6 says. "For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you." So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear what mere people can do to us." We need to see God as there with us, even when we don't see anything, even when we don't feel anything, even when we see that there is no change. We got to realize God is still there helping us. Amen. God will help us when no one else can. You know, there's a story. Actually, it's a truth. In fact, they made a movie about it. On October the 31st, 2003, Bethany Hamilton swam out further than the others to look for water to surf. And suddenly a shark took her by the arm, took her arm off. She'd lost 60% of her blood before receiving emergency medical treatment. And a paramedic whispered into her ear, "God will never leave you nor forsake you." She says she still remembers that single moment when a moment of hope came to her. She went on to recover and actually became a top surfer with one arm. What is the name of that movie? Soul Searcher. Yeah, I just saw it saw the ending of it the other night as I was flipping through the channels, there it was. So I just watched it. I've seen it before, but I just watched it. It is a great movie to see of resilience that we have inside of us as human beings, and when we have God with us, it's even greater. You know, I believe David was somebody in the Bible that faced more disappointments than you want to name. How many ever read the Psalms? How many ever read the story of David from the time he was anointed king as a 17-year-old kid? Now, he didn't begin to serve in that capacity for a long time. He faced a lot of things. And I like what he said here in Psalms 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. I don't know when he wrote this particular one, but this could have been, he could have wrote this when his son Absalom formed a coup and actually tried to overthrow him and take the kingdom. And actually, at one time, David had to flee out of the palace. Maybe that's when he wrote this: "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and rescues those whose spirits is crushed." But we notice that David, even though he went into disappointment, even though he faced things, he always bounced back. In fact, if you read the Psalms, he starts out talking about the situation, and then he ends up on a note, "God will deliver you." You know, when Abraham was maybe disappointed, God stayed faithful to his promise. You know, Abraham had to deal with this for a long number of years. In Genesis 15:4, "Know your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir." See, God stayed faithful to his promise even when Abraham didn't see anything happening. Now, here is where you have to make a decision. Are you going to lead to the disappointment? Are you going to lean to what God says? Somebody said, "Well, that seems simple." Well, it is. That's the way it is. You can make a choice to let your disappointment stay over here and move over here with God, because he is going to be faithful to deliver you out of any situation. He is faithful. Say it, he is faithful. Faithful means to be trustworthy, dependable, and reliable. Those are some really good words. Trustworthy, dependable, reliable. When I was associate pastor of my father-in-law, he said, we had something we was going to do, and he said, "Get so-and-so, go get so-and-so, they'll do it." And he said to me, "Now let me show you something here. If you've watched this person, you know that they're dependable And you can rely on the fact that if you give them this assignment, they will accomplish it. How many of you have ever been in a position of being over some boss or whatever, and you have to assign a work detail to somebody, and you look around and you see, oh, there's so and so. I'll give it to him because I can depend on him. Anybody ever been there? You know what? You can depend on God. My grandfather, E.H. Rooker, they called him, actually his nickname was Rebel. I don't know why, I never learned, they never told me. He went on to be with the Lord when I was 12 years old. The auditorium down there is named after him, the Rooker Memorial Auditorium. He told me one time, he said, son, you're only as good as your word. And, of course, he was a farmer. He moved off the farm, actually, when I was about five when they moved from the farm, six maybe. And he would make a deal with somebody. He'd shake their hand. And people knew that he would do what he said he would do. He was trustworthy. He was dependable. And he said to me one time, he said, son, if you give your word to somebody, make it happen, even if it costs you money. Amen. In today's world, that's something you don't see very often or hear very often about. See, God is the ultimate example of somebody that is trustworthy. You can trust that he will be faithful to deliver you out of your discouragement, out of your despondency. Now, the Israelites made many mistakes, but God was always faithful to deliver them. Deuteronomy 7:9. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. You know, when we may get disappointed in ourselves, maybe we messed up and gone wrong. But 1 John 1:9 says, but if we confess our sins, he's faithful just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. Now that was written to Christians that might mess up. I've talked to a lot of people that have messed up and they're really disappointed in themselves and that they've done it and they're remorseful. And I told them to use this scripture and then forget about it because God will. David testified that when he was disappointed and there was nobody there, no man there to help him, God was there to help him. Look at Psalms 121:2. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel, never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protector, as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord watches over you as you come and go, both now and forevermore. Now, this is a good scripture to believe, to look at. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. And then he says, the Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord watches over you as you come and go. now and forever. There is not a chance that God will not always be there to help you bounce back from whatever situation has caused you disappointment. Now, God continues to work in our lives. He will give us something if we'll check it and think about it to remind us. There in Genesis 15:5, he gave Abraham, he said, look up into the sky, count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you'll have. He gave him something every night that he could look at to say, and God was telling him, hey, I'm here for you. This is what I told you, and this is what's going to happen. Seeing the stars at night showed Abraham that God was still working for him. But we got to realize that we are on a journey with God. And you know what? God's not finished with you. And he will not be finished with you until he comes and takes you out of this world or you leave this world. He's still working on you. Philippians 1:6 says, and I'm certain that God, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus returns. You know, there was a song that we used to play, Lynette and I, one of our courses we were taught is by Lynn Mink. He's gone to be with the Lord now. God's not finished with me. He's still working on me. Notice that he said here, we'll continue his work until it is finally finished. But you know what? It won't be finished until you leave this earth. So he's there working on you. Just because you have situations happen and disappointment comes is not a sign that God is not there working. God's working when we don't see it. We sing some chorus up here that says that. You see, Israel suffered great disappointment and hardship because they're in captivity, actually because of their own unfaithfulness. But while they were in captivity, God spoke to them through the prophet Jeremiah. Now remember, they're in captivity. They're living a slave's life. Jeremiah 29:10-14 says, this is what the Lord says, you will be in Babylon for 70 years, but I will come and do for you all the good things I promised. I will bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you'll find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortune. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you, and bring you home again to your own land. Here God is telling them, hey, just because you messed up, I haven't given up on you. I'm still here to bless you. Now he could have told him, hey, you don't deserve anything. Well, I don't know what word I should use. God didn't quit working on them, but just because they messed up. How many of you have children or have had children? And I guarantee you that somewhere along the line, they messed up somewhere. But you you disciplined them, but you didn't give up on them. That's what happened here. God disciplined them because they forgot about him. They got in discipline because of it, but he said, "Hey, I'm still here for you." You know, God didn't quit working just because they messed up. In the end, God did for Israel exactly what he said he was going to do. He brought them back. In the middle of this disappointment, remember that God is not finished. So keep waiting, watching, and believing. We live in a world that wants everything now. But sometimes God has to work some things out before he can bring your answer. So keep believing him. Daniel was praying, and it's 22 days before the messenger from heaven got to him. And he told Daniel, "I was dispatched the first day you prayed." That's why you just keep on thanking God for it, whatever it is you're praying for. Billy Graham said this: disappointment and failure are not signs of that God has forsaken you or stopped loving you. As long as we're breathing, he's going to be working on us. When we're disappointed, we must remember that God is able to turn the things around. You know, he's a turnaround specialist. We can bounce back, so to speak, from disappointment, from things that have seemed to disrupt our life, realizing that God is still there to help us, to work with us. Genesis 15:6 says, "Believe the Lord," and Abraham believed the Lord, and it was counted unto righteous because of his faith. Abraham didn't give up on the promises of God. He didn't begin to say, "I don't know why it's not happening." Instead, he was determined to trust God. We need to be in the face of every obstacle, every disappointment. We need to be able to look at that and realize that is temporary, but God's word is permanent. And if we'll keep believing God's word, our disappointment, our trouble, whatever it is, will have to disappear out of our sight. Zig Ziglar said this: disappointment is a temporary detour on the road to success. We need, so that we can keep ourselves going, we need to focus on what God can and is doing for us and not wait for any feelings. Some people are waiting, they're praying and they said, "I don't feel like God heard me yet," so they keep praying. Well, if you believe God, you go by what the word says. Ask him. He didn't say you'd get a feeling. He said, "Just keep believing me." I don't know. One of the churches, I was, what, maybe five at that time. Just before I started the school, Dad was pastoring somewhere. And somebody came, knocked on the parson's door, said, "Brother Hagin, I've been praying all day, and I just don't feel like the Lord has heard me. Can I go out in the church and pray?" He said, "Yeah, sister, but they ain't no use." Said, "Why?" He said, "Well, when you pray the first time, God doesn't move but you with a feeling. You got to believe what the word says. And then you need to meditate on the promises of God and quit meditating and reliving the situation, the disappointment, the trial, whatever it is. And also you need to remember God helped you once, he'll do it again. Don't isolate. Surround yourself with people of like faith. And just turn it all over to him and quit thinking about it. And just begin to praise him. Yeah, but I can't see anything happening. I don't care whether you can see it or not. If you believe God is working for you, then rely on that, because he's dependable, he's trustworthy, and you can count on him to do what he said. Heavenly Father, just tried to stir up these people again tonight to realize that you're always there. You're always working for them. You're always there to help them. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Anybody get anything out of this? You can stand up if you want to. If you happen to be here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we'd like for you to know him before you leave. If you know what it is to serve God, but you have turned your back or got off course and detoured and need to come back and rededicate your life, the men are here, the ladies are on this side. Come down here, they'll pray with you. You won't leave here like you came. If you need prayer for anything, come to the front and they will pray with you. Our prayer people, that's what they're here for, to pray with you, to minister to you. Go find our first time guest and take them to that place to get a gift out there from us, for you. Thank you for being here. If you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Just come on and be a part of us. Right here, Sunday morning. Come believing, come expecting. All right. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm not going to let situations and disappointment control my life. God is my answer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.